Hello everyone, welcome back. So there's a very interesting question that is discussed by the Paiskim in Hilchos Shabbos regarding the most appropriate time to daven Shacharis on Shabbos morning. And the question is, are you specifically supposed to daven later than you do during the week on Shabbos? Or no, just like during the week, the most optimal time to daven Shacharis is very early like the Vasikin. So too, on Shabbos morning, the most optimal time to daven Shacharis is early, just like the Vasikin. So that's the question. And there's a Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos and in Reish Pei Aleph, who brings down a minig from the Mordechai, who brings this down from Rav Haigain. So this comes from a very early source. And Rav Haigain says as follows. Says Rav Haigain, there's a minig specifically to daven Shacharis late on Shabbos morning, based on a difference you find in the Pasuk, describing the carbon that was brought during the week and the carbon that was brought on Shabbos morning. When it comes to the tamid shel shachar, the carbon tamid that was brought during the week, the Pasuk says twice the word baboiker. It says baboiker, baboiker, implying that the carbon tamid shel shachar during the week was supposed to be brought very early in the morning. We know that our tefillah of Shacharis is patterned after the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. And just as the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar was brought very early in the morning, so too Shacharis during the week should be davened very early, like the Vasikin. However, says Rav Haigain, when it comes to the Korban of Shabbos, the Pasuk says Uviyoyim HaShabbos. It doesn't employ the terminology Baboiker, which implies that it's supposed to be brought a little later in the day. And therefore, since we try to pattern our tefillah after the carbon, just like the carbon on Shabbos was brought a little later, so too our tefillah on Shabbos is supposed to be later, and that's why there's an inyan specifically to daven Shacharis later on Shabbos, because the pasuk says Uviyoyim HaShabbos, doesn't say Baboiker, and when it comes to Tamid Shel Shachar that was brought during the week, it says Baboiker twice. So that's the psak and the minig that is brought down in the Mordechai, and it's actually quoted in the Ramah, Laloch. Now, the Bach asks a very strong question on this distinction between the Pasuk regarding the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Pasuk regarding the carbon of Shabbos, and says the Bach, I don't understand. The Pasuk, when it says Uviyoyim HaShabbos, is not talking about the Tamid, the carbon Tamid that was brought on Shabbos morning. It's actually talking about the carbon Musaf that was brought on Shabbos. How could we derive a halacha that pertains to davening Shacharis on Shabbos when the Pasuk wasn't talking about the Tamid of Shabbos, which we pattern Shacharis after? Rather, it was talking about the Korban Musaf. So, how could we derive this halacha if the Pasuk wasn't even talking about the Tamid that was brought on Shabbos, it was talking about the Korban Musaf? Zok the Bach, very simple. There's a halacha that the two Korbanos that were brought on Shabbos morning, the Korban Shachar, the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Korban Musaf, they had to be brought in quick succession. They had to be brought kind of in conjunction. And just like the Korban Musaf was brought late, as it says over Yom HaShabbos, so too the Tamid Shel Shachar as well had to be brought a little later than usual in order to be brought right before the Hakrova, the offering of the Korban Musaf. So even though, true, the Korban Musaf is what is being discussed in this Pasuk Uviyoyim HaShabbos, nevertheless, we could derive a halacha that applies as well to the davening of Shacharis on Shabbos, because the davening of Shacharis is patterned after the Tamid that was brought on Shabbos, and the Tamid had to be brought right before the Musaf. And since the Korban Musaf on Shabbos was brought later in the day, so too Shacharis should be davened a little later, because the Tamid Shel Shachar had to be brought right before the Korban Musaf, and that's why everything was done later on Shabbos morning. Azoy Zok the Bach, in explaining the minig brought down by the Mordechai in the name of Rav Haigain. Now, there is a second reason for this minig to daven Shacharis later on Shabbos morning than you do during the week. And that's brought down by the Ma'aril, cited by the Bach. It's also brought down in the Radvaz, and Chelek Beis, Simen Tov Reish Yud Dalet. This second reason is based on a very simple halacha that we find in general in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's called Oinig Shabbos. We know that there's a concept called Oinig Shabbos. You're supposed to enjoy Shabbos, and part of Oinig Shabbos is to sleep. And therefore, since Sheina B'Shanas Shabbos Tainug, therefore it's considered a Tainug and an Oinig of Shabbos to sleep in a little bit. And that's a second reason brought down in the Paiskim. the Maril, the Radvaz, why a person should daven Shacharis a little later on Shabbos, to enjoy your sleep a little bit on Shabbos morning more than you do during the week. Now, not every Pesach agrees with this Minig Bratan the Ramah. It's not a universal opinion. The Mishneh Berurah says that Rashi, Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel, explicitly writes that a person should daven Shacharis like the Vasikin on Shabbos, just like a person's supposed to do during the week. And therefore, clearly Rashi holds that there is no difference between the timing of Shacharis, and also on Shabbos, you're supposed to daven as early as possible, preferably you should daven kevasikin. That's the opinion of Rashi, Maseches Megillah. In addition, says the Mishneh Berurah, other Paiskim as well don't hold like this Mordechai, and the Radvaz over there in Simen Tofresh Yodalet, and this Radvaz is not brought down in the Mishneh Berurah, but the Radvaz as well personally disagrees with this Psak. So even though the Radvaz explains the rationale of the Minig, the Radvaz personally objects to it, and he says that a person should daven Shacharis Kivasikin on Shabbos just like he is supposed to do during the week, and there is no benefit, says the Radvaz, of pushing off Shacharis on Shabbos and davening later. So it seems to be a Machlokes HaPaiskim. However, we should point out, there's a fascinating Chiddush from the Yad Ephraim that is based on this Minig brought down by the Mordechai and the Ramah and Simin Reish Pei Aleph and Harachayim. Says the Yad Ephraim as follows. If we assume like this Hanoch, like this assumption, like this premise of the Mordechai, that the Karbonos on Shabbos were brought a little bit later than usual because the Pasuk says Uviyayim HaShabbos, and the Karbon Musaf was brought later, and so too, the Karbon Tomid Shel Shachar on Shabbos was brought later because it had to be brought right before the Karbon Musaf. If so, we could explain a minig that some people have, to daven Shacharis on Shabbos even after the Zman Shacharis expires on Shabbos morning. In other words, Shacharis is supposed to be davened before the end of the fourth hour of the day. The Seif Zman Tefillah of Shacharis is Dalet Shoyis in the day. 4 hours, 4 halachic hours, Shoyis Manis. And some people, we see, daven a little bit later than that. Now, what's their justification? Says the Yad Ephraim, perhaps it's based on this explanation that is brought in the Mordechai in the name of Rav Haigun. Because if the Karbon Musaf on Shabbos was brought at hour 6, and the Karbon Tomid Shel Shachar had to be brought right before the Karbon Musaf, if so, perhaps there was no requirement to have the Karbon Tomid Shel Shachar brought before the end of the fourth hour of the day. So during the rest of the week, the Karbon Tomid Shel Shachar had to be brought before the end of the fourth hour of the day, so too Shacharis has to be finished by that time. So there's a Zman of Tfilas Shacharis, and the end of the Zman of Shemona Esrei has to be by 4 hours. However, by Shacharis on Shabbos, since it's patterned after the carbon that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and the carbon was brought a little later because it had to be brought in conjunction with the carbon Musaf, perhaps there was no requirement to restrict it and make sure to finish it by the end of 4 hours of the day, because on Shabbos it was brought later. Now, most Poskim disagree, and most Poskim hold that no, even when it comes to Shabbos, the end of the Zman is Dalet Shoyis, just like the rest of the week, and we do not accept this La'alocha, but it is an interesting Chiddush that is based on this Minig that is brought down in the name of Haigoin, that when it comes to the davening of Shabbos, since it says Uviyoyim HaShabbos, it is supposed to be davened a little bit later than during the rest of the week, and that, according to the Yad Ephraim, is a limud zchus on those that daven after the Zman that we usually have for Tefillah Shacharis, which is 4 hours into the day. Have yourself a wonderful day.